It's a real shirt now. That means it's a real thing because you can't put things. What's going on here? I'm going to kill myself. I almost ran a Haitian woman off the road on my way here. Turn that fucking music off and shut that dog up, for God's sakes. Oh my God. Ask Me Anything. Episode one, I guess, with Kelly Pizmi, also known as Kelly P is Me, also known as the ass of comedy, also known as my mommy and or manager, also what else?
And or therapist.
Oh boy, we got a lot of therapy this week to cover.
Yes, we do.
Anywho, nobody knows what we're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Kelly never knows what she's doing because she's old and decrepit. And what couldn't you figure out today?
I couldn't figure out how to share my location with the toy you bought me.
That's right. You got a new, that's what I honestly forgot that's what it was. But yes,
we have to sync it. So
yeah, she doesn't know how to use her new supposedly remotely controlled toy. We'll just leave it at that. And because she's so old, obviously. And so she's going to have to call customer service first. She's gonna, I can't figure this. How do I come?
I came in waiting on it to figure out how you use it, dummy.
I told her I'm going to get her a life alert that vibrates. It's a 2-in-1. Anyway, apparently this is Ask Me Anything. Kelly tried to read me some questions and I totally refused. I told her in show business, we only talk to each other on the air. This will absolutely ruin our relationship because as Ski Mask knows well, I refuse to talk to anybody I do shows with other than on the air because that's how a real professional does it. There's no works, there's no bits. So going forward, I will only probably be able to talk on the air since this is what you wanted. So, yes, I refuse to hear any of the AMA questions until we do it live on the air. And we will get to those. But we have to. Somebody just made history, actually. Mav Sami 41 with the first ever AMA super chat. Is the toy eco-friendly?
Yes.
Wow. There you go. History made because you're all too fucking late. So we'll get to all your hedonistic and totally. Sammy, isn't that. Is that laughing guy?
Is this Sammy?
Sammy, yes. Is that you?
Sammy, is that you, Laughing Habibi?
Yeah, I've been trying to get. I was just listening to Legion of Skanks with Norman last night. I heard him cackling away. Gay. He says gay. So maybe it's not him. Gay. Maybe he's just having a breakdown. It's just emo. Anyway, we're getting off track. But anyway, he made history. So we'll get to your fucking disgusting, hedonistic, and curious questions. Steve Conti just texted me.
What do you say?
Oh, I guess see me at Compound Media again this coming Tuesday. There's a breaking exclusive. I'll be on the dump and probably in hot water. There you go. Hot off the wire.
Oh, I thought you were taking a week off. No.
Yeah, well, schedules change. And I guess we can get right into it. And again, we'll get to the AMA. That's the whole show, apparently. Although we're kind of just making this up because planning is gay. And planning anything is gay. And this is what I thought of walking in here because I know we were a little late. Being on time for podcasts is gay, but being late to work is gay. Would you agree?
Yeah, being late to work is gay. I'm always and on being time. On
time for podcasts is nerd stuff.
No, it's okay. I'm a consummate professional.
You're a professional. Are you kidding me? I've been doing this for God.
I'm not a podcast professional. I'm a professional in my job. This isn't my job.
This isn't your job? Hmm. You can give me a job, tell you that. Mm-hmm. Anywho, quickly before I lose track because I have ADHD, Mom saw me. $5. Kelly, hurry up and bring your ass to NYC. We got to get you high as fuck.
Okay, that is Habibi. I'll be there, Habibi.
Yeah, I've been trying to get, not actually, but I've been inquiring to Kelly about getting Habibi on the show. So maybe one of these weeks he can jump on. Anyway, thank you for that. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, well, good luck, Habibi. She won't come out for me. She won't let me. I'm not an affluent businessman, so I can't go there. And she won't come out for me because whatever. Anyway, speaking of Tuesday, yes, we need to talk. We need to talk sexual relationships Tuesday, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We'll talk about it.
No, we're going to talk about it right now. We have the 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even tell you this. This is another breaking. I told you I don't talk to you in real life anymore because I save it all for the show.
shut up.
Breaking. I got a Hinge match. A new Hinge match. Name is only T. but a pretty girl, 5'1", a little old for me. She's 37. You're supposed to laugh.
Yeah, that's too old for you. That's young. A year younger than you. That's too old for you.
Yeah, I either want my gilfs like you, or I want my nubile, prepubescent women.
Mm-hmm. So what's the breaking news?
Anyway,
her name is T. Did she send you a message?
No, but we matched. I saw this. I had, as you know, I drank 4 Celsiuses over the course of the day yesterday. So by some odd turn of events, I couldn't get to sleep. So I was, I just saw this like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
After I got done hanging out with, me and Dan Soder, just kicking it. Not a big deal at all, really.
No, no.
That's just a throwaway line. I also matched with Jordan, but I think she's too fat. All right. Well, she does it here. Who cares?
Her name is T.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she has a dog with one eye.
That's good.
So anyway, the question is, if you've been following the saga over the months, the particular Haitian Irish American had some big issues this week, possibly totally dead to me. We'll see what happens. We can come back to that. But the point is, what should I do? Tuesday, I'm in the city. This girl lives in Queens as well, Astoria. So we have the 22-year-old in the city. We have this new. Now, should I just come right out and say, hey, what are you doing Tuesday? And just skip the bullshit? Or do we need foreplay involved?
With the new girl?
With this is hot off the presses Hinge match. What's the play? This is a great experiment. Our listeners probably would love to know a woman's perspective. She liked me, I like hers, and neither one cared. We were getting our shares, Bob Seger said. And
Bob Seger lived on my lake, remember?
Do we both have vicious ADHD, apparently.
Horrible. But remember Bob Seger lived on my lake?
Yes!
And we used to hang out in his pontoon?
Yeah, save that story for later. We don't need it right now. This is what you learn when you're a professional podcaster for 4 years like me, is there's never a rush. We could do 2 hours. You'll get to everything.
Okay.
You'll get to everything. That's what I needed. It took me a while to learn that. You will get to everything.
All right. I'm going to answer your question here.
Yes. What do we do? What do we do? What are we doing? Give us some guidance. And I'm not the only one going through this, I'm sure. So keep our beautiful, beautiful viewers of mine. Hopefully some young children, boys and girls, of course.
All right. So with the new girl,
Excelsior's number one of the day, by the way.
Okay. Your max is four today. I already told you. I know it's a big day for you, but four.
Me and Pete Davidson are going to hang out later. Probably go to Casey's, 85 Woodside Street.
Can you grab his package and see if it's truly big dick energy?
Oh, look how big my cock is. Look how big my cock is, Stan. So isn't that cool? Anyway, sorry.
So maybe because this is Hinge, you message her either tonight. No, tonight you'll be home late. Tomorrow?
Or I'm going to Casey's. I am going to Casey's tonight. Come hell or high water.
You're not even going to be open. You're going to be there so late.
They close at 2. I'll be out of here. I'll be out of here by... Or wherever I work, not here, of course. I'll be out by 12:30, hopefully. Anyway, please.
So I would message her today, possibly, okay, and say that, you're going to be in the city on Tuesday. Don't make a thing of it. Do you want to meet up for a drink? That's it. End it at that.
I say don't make a thing of it. Or is that what you said?
No, don't make a big thing of it. Just be like, I'm going to be in the city on Tuesday. Do you want to meet up for a drink? But you also can't text the 22-year-old the same day. And then what if you have two things? The 22-year-old is last minute, and we know that. So
right,
I would.
Here's my. Well, okay. I'm glad. Okay. I like that. No, that's good. I'll be in this. Okay. And then because if not, then I'll just hit up the young girl Tuesday, or is 2 weeks in a row too much?
2 weeks are too much for the 22-year-old.
You think so? Now, why is that?
She's casual. She's 22. You guys had a drink. You had a nice time. There is no anything with a 22-year-old.
I mean, we have hooked up before.
I know. You never had sex.
We didn't have premarital sex because that's against God's will, and Jesus Christ, first and foremost, I got my sacraments before. And then I was actually thrown out of CCD. That's a true story. Okay.
You made out in a garage.
My mother's garage, and it was a finished garage.
I know.
It was a very nice garage, and I miss it dearly, frankly.
Yeah. So don't, make a thing with her. Text this girl.
What about just striking while the iron has an erection?
Okay, well, if the iron has an erection and you don't hear back from this Hinge girl by late Monday, then when you're in the city on Tuesday, you text her and just say late, like when you're already in the studio, and just say, hey, I'm in the city again. Do you want to meet up? But she may be working or at her.
What if I just say, are you working tonight?
That's it. Perfect. Are you working
because
tonight?
Because if she is, then probably fuck it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
When are you going to go on boys night with Steve? Is that going to be this Tuesday?
Maybe I'll just fuck Steve. Maybe. I mean, again, I've said it. If you watch our shows, I'm sorry to repeat myself constantly, but yeah, I wish I was gay. I would fuck Steve. I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But instead I have to deal with your fucking species of scum and villainy.
I keep telling you, please just become gay. It would be so much
easier. Shut up. My sister's gay.
I know. And she's blissfully happy.
Yeah, I told you. Well, maybe that's why gay means happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm an English major. We're going to get to the questions that Ask Me Anything's in very shortly. I'm trying to think of a way where we can tell the Haitian American tale without having to waste too much time.
I can
because
do
it's
it.
Not all right. Go ahead. Let's hear it from Kelly's. This is for those who don't know, this is a younger lady, perhaps 27, who I've been having relations with a bit. Who Kelly? It's really an unbelievable soap opera, because she's mentally ill. But to my benefit, frankly, at least until now. But anyway, well, maybe even go ahead, Kelly. Do your best. Fill the people.
Days of our Haitians. This is the name of the app.
You made me choke. You made me waste my Celsius. Damn it.
This is a girl that Stanzel has been hanging out with for almost a year. On and off.
I have a new shirt. I don't want to distract.
Yeah, the butt pills shirt. Show it again.
I have another shirt here. Hold on. Oh, let's do a quick plug. Well, we have the butt pills, of course, but we also have Don't Be a Mongo Mongo with a Neanderthal on it, of course.
Mongo Bongo shirt.
And of course we have the SkiMaskCollective.com. Very soft, by the way. This isn't that cardboard bullshit. This is the, what is it? Super soft, very soft. This is the good stuff. And yeah, don't be a Mongo Bongo. I was behind a Mongo Bongo on my way here, which is why I was late. Literally. So anyway, I'm sorry. I have ADHD and some kind of compulsive disorder. Please go ahead.
I'm trying to just make it short. So this girl, young lady, has been hanging out with Stanzel for almost a year, casually. Nothing official. Nothing was ever established. He can do
hooking up since this summer.
Yeah. Okay. So hooking up since this summer, whatever. And nothing official.
We'll get to the question.
He can do what he wants. She could do what she wants. Let me just preface this that she was in a relationship before with her ex-boyfriend who she had some issues with. And allegedly she moved back with her parents and was staying back with her parents. So whatever. And this is a person that he hangs out with, goes to dinner, sleeps over, not has sex with, not like in a dating way, just in a hanging out way.
Yes, but also now it all, again, where we're going, it all adds up. Remember months ago, they remember the, I don't sleep over, I can't sleep over, blah, blah. And you agreed because you're also a little hookup girl. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, now.
But now it makes sense. But
now it makes sense out. Why she doesn't want to sleep.
Because
she hasn't stopped living with her ex and she's living there now.
Unbelievable. Again, I come out. I never lose. If you watch the show, you know that. And so, yeah, this guy was housing her and sending her up to me to get piped. And then I just send her home. Long story short.
And she's never left. She's been living there all along. And she's
allegedly. Because on her side, because now we're getting the soap opera. People like this stuff. She texted me. I got texts from this gentleman, like I was in high school, and I just said, "You're welcome for making her come." That's a real text. And she texted me, "I'm back living with my ex," as if it was recently. So,
but what did he say? He said, "Your girl never left."
Yes,
bro.
I should have said, I, again, like I told you, my girl. Why would I want to date a fat cokehead?
But let's reiterate the part where he called you bra.
Oh, yeah. People are idiots. Yeah, it's funny to, it's interesting though. I mean, I've never seen a guy flex on another guy piping out his girl for him. Very interesting. I guess these younger men are just cuckold retards. You can say retard now.
You can. Yeah, the whole thing is stupid. Let's just move on from it. We're going to talk about
Let's move on. Kelly, we'll come back with it. Maybe there could, who knows? It might be another installment of the soap opera.
Oh, God. Oh, there might be.
Hold on. We respect money here. Habibi's on a goddamn roll. Did Bob make you like a lake, Kelly? Did Bob make you like a lake? I don't
know. Oh, Bob Seger? No, I lived on a lake when I lived in Michigan, and he was my neighbor. So I've always liked lakes. I like water, but I did enjoy his pontoon.
Oh, I bet you did. Did you fuck Bob Seger?
No.
Tell the truth.
No, I never fucked Bob Seger.
Did you suck him?
Nope.
Did you hook up with him?
Nope.
Did you watch him fuck someone else?
No.
Oh, boy. Put her on the Skanks lie detector, that question. I feel like something happened between you and Bob. You're a beautiful lady, and he wouldn't just bring you on his boat for nothing.
We hung out on Main Street.
Down on Main Street?
Uh-huh.
Points of your own sitting way up high?
Mm-hmm. Back where the cornfields once got heavy.
Yeah. Were you trying to lose those awkward teenage blues?
Yes. Always working on the night moves. Okay, let's enough.
Okay, anywho, I see there's a lot of chat, but there's so much chat that you got to pay money for us to read it at this point. Stop being cheap. Just $2 will do. Again, because you're all getting showed. Conquer that pussy, Stancil. I basically did, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is the best outcome for me to put a bow on that. You know, if there was a new guy that she moved on from fucking me, that would, you know, that would be not as great. But the fact she goes back to or never left a guy, and I just got to get mine and go back to, by the way, a piece of trash who apparently beats the hell out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, again, it's a wonderful time to be alive.
But again,
boy, a lot of chat,
gross.
But I'm sorry, folks.
It's Go gross.
Ahead. Oh, it's gross. Totally gross on her part.
It's gross on her part that she would just, you know, leave her place, come to you, come back, get fucked by her and fucked by you, whatever.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's just kind of gross and icky, especially since she would text you and call you all the time. That's the gross part.
Yes. I hope she figures it out. She's literally mentally ill. I'm not even just saying that. But work to my advantage. Habibi on a roll. Bob Def did some work downstairs on Kelly. Whoa.
No, he didn't.
Down on Main Street. Meow. Oh, weren't we going to sing together like those autistic people?
Well, we're not singing, but we are autistic. We are
autistic.
And if you watch Love on the Spectrum, we are David and Abby. That is us in a nutshell. Our relation. That's us. We want to go on safari. We like animals.
This is I just saw this lady and I know I'm giving away a freebie, but I'm a man of the people. And you guys aren't pro polygamy. Well, I'm okay with, and I think Kelly will agree with this. Maybe I don't want to speak. You can obviously answer, Kelly, but I'm okay with mature hookups where you have a harem of, one to maybe three people you see now and then that you have relations with, but maybe I'm old school. Maybe I was raised right. But I think, no, I'm not into the cuckold stuff. I mean, watching it and making white to it on Pornhub, of course. But actually doing it, no, I don't like the... I think that's weird. I think that's a sign of severe trauma, whether it be childhood or adult, getting into... no offense to your hedonistic friend, Kelly. Yeah, I think the sharing girls, like knowingly sharing girls and the thruples, maybe I'm a good former Roman Catholic. Of course, I've absolved myself from the church and all religions. Just as my core values as a person, yeah, I think that stuff is weird. It's too slimy for me, the whole polygamy and I'm okay with hookups in the old school way where you don't tell the other one about the other one or very, you know, generalities. But what do you think, Kelly?
I'm old school like you, but I also...
Well, you're just old.
Fuck off. I think the polygamy, I don't know. I just believe in, you know, but you and I have talked about this. You're very if I said, you know, if you want to have a threesome, you'd be fine with me and another girl always. But if it were me, you, and another guy, you wouldn't do it.
It's starting to look like that AI image of me. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry. Again, ADHD, but it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No, I said,
this is the show.
You said that you would, if I wanted to have a threesome with one of my friends and it was a girl, you would do it. You're always up for that. But if it was me, you, and another guy, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but normal girls aren't into that either, right? Like, you would rather do it with a girl than a threesome with a girl than a guy as well, right?
Yeah, I'd rather do it with a girl. But I am open. You know, I'm not an open relationship person. I'm not. I have one of my best friends is in an open relationship. She has girls that come over weekly with her and her soon-to-be husband. And they're regulars. And they basically sometimes two at a time come. And they play. And she sends them on her way. So
that's me doing shame.
And he gets mad if I'm hanging out with her because he thinks I'm going to go fuck them. And I would never. She's one of my best friends, but I never would fuck them.
I don't get mad. I just tell you.
I know. You give me shit. you say I'm hanging out with my hedonistic friends.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You love being you were a little naughty last night, weren't you?
No, oh, I went to a birthday party and drank whiskey.
Maybe somebody was drunk. I didn't say you sexually. You're just a naughty little girl going out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Didn't we talk at like 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got home from the soccer ball comedy club. What was that? Let me just check.
Let's go to the questions. Oh, can we just talk
the about questions? Let's talk, Kelly. It's not a threesome if it's 2 guys. Yeah, that's just. Yeah.
All right, Habibi. If you guys don't know who Habibi is, go watch any old episode of Legion of Skanks.
Old. I listened to the one.
Current and old, and listen to the best laugher in the crowd, and they'll always. It's the best laugh.
Yeah, it's great. Habibi, honestly, I remember Kelly hit me up like a year ago about getting you on Ski Mask Collective. If you're interested, slide in my DM, send a cock pic if you like, and we'd be happy to have you talk some history. But anyway, this is called AMA. We've wasted valuable time talking about both of our hedonistic lifestyles.
I don't even know how to start with these, but I guess I'll just go, right?
Come on. Junior Coltrane. Sorry, I have to read this guy. Jim is looking more and more like Joan Rivers. She was funny. Joan Rivers is the funny one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she was everybody says she's one of the funniest. Oh, Kelly loves when I do the Biebs. Hold on. You pulling up questions?
I'm pulling up questions.
Biebs. Is Bieber's face working again? Or
I think it's back to normal. There we go.
How about this?
Purse your lips. Okay, good. Gorgeous.
What do you mean?
He said dead Joan Rivers.
Oh, dead Joan. Well, I wish.
Stop it. We don't talk like that.
I told you I'm an emo boy. Now look at my hair. It fits.
He is such an emo boy sometimes, people. But this hair fits. You look like the kid
from... Shout out from Under the Cork Tree. Shout out... what's the first album? What's Fall Out Boy's first album?
I don't listen to Fall Out Boy.
You fucking... Oh, yeah. You're too old.
I'm too old.
Are you pulling up the questions? I'm buying you time.
Yeah, I got them.
I'm a professional, you know?
Buy me time. I got it.
Shout out. Take this to your grave, of course. Tell that Mick he made that list of things to do today. Oh, I should send her that. Sure. Okay. This is your show. This is your idea. If it fails, it's all on you and nothing to do with me.
It's not, but I just answer them all, and then we just go quickly. We'll just do that. Okay.
Calm down. Just calm down.
All right.
You love when I tell you that, right?
I love it.
All right. Well, let's start with one question, and then we'll go from there. I think that's how reading works.
Okay. Let's see. Jim.
What?
I don't call you Jim. Jim, when you coached lacrosse, did you ever cross any lines hooking up with any students?
That's a great question. Well, obviously none of the boys, because I coached boys lacrosse. I did not actually fuck any boys. I just like to joke about it.
Would you have?
Would do I have fucked a boy? No. Okay. Not if you're going to ask me seriously. That's just a fun little bit because I'm so straight. I can say the opposite of what's real. It's called satire, you fucking idiot.
I know.
No, sometimes not just you. A lot of these morons need to be don't understand what I'm doing. It's very highbrow stuff. Borderline genius, actually, what I do on a day-to-day basis. What was the question?
I already asked it.
Oh,
listen, I don't gargle.
No, hold on. Can I answer the fucking question?
Yeah, but I just want to address this.
What's the autistic girl's name?
Abby, but I don't gargle with gravel. I don't have a deep voice. It's just that I was out very late and I don't smoke. So sorry if my voice sounds like this.
What are you reading the free? Don't read.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Junior Coltrane. It's really not gravelly and I don't smoke.
I did not fuck any of the students, but I'll give you a few tidbits since this is our inaugural episode. I did, not while I was, not while she was still there, but I did, I fucked a girl who used to babysit, like, for the coach, like, while we were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, like, at the field with the kids. Get what I'm saying?
She wasn't a student.
She was when she was babysitting, but I didn't fuck her. I fucked her later.
Okay. That's okay, then.
And I can't really say the other one. It's not. I could get someone fired. So let's just move on.
Okay. Let's see. Which one of you two uses butt plugs and more often?
Wow. Valid question. How often, obviously, if I'm going to be serious, I don't. Do you use them when you pleasure yourself, or is that only for sexual intercourse? Or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
That a girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a boner during these questions. That's.
I know. That's all right.
Is that why you're doing it?
No.
Oh, you know, it would be hot if I send you a boner live, if I send you my penis live on the show.
No, don't show your penis live.
No. I mean, text it to you while we're doing the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll get to that. What's the next question?
The next pick question is...
I hope there's... Is there more? How many questions are there? Are we going to run out?
I don't know. What's the longest a dude's ever lasted with you? I think that's to both of us.
Is he talking... Well, I think this is to you.
Okay.
Let's go, longest to do. Well, I guess answer the question first, then we can talk about it.
I don't know. I don't like to go for like,
yeah,
thank you.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah.
So I can't, you know, I don't know. I don't want to fuck for hours. I'm not into that. I don't need that. I mean,
what's good for you? 10 minutes too short, 20 minutes. 5 minutes?
No. Like, depend. Like, 20 minutes? 25? 20?
All
right. What are we doing? You know, it depends on what are we doing. Are we fucking? Are we blowing? Are we sucking? Are we fucking? Are we eating?
Well, that's just it. Once you make white, and I say you as the lady, I guess I've had it where you keep going. No. Like, straight fucking?
Mm-hmm.
I think... 20 to 30 minutes. However, there's been a many times, I think you, well, actually, I don't want to speak for you. What I like, if you're being hedonistic, perhaps after a night out, perhaps during a day where you're both just free and you watched AMA with me and Kelly P and got horny. First of all, fucking for hours is gay. There's something wrong with you if you literally fuck for hours straight. But do 15 to 30, then you roll around in bed and blah, 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 and then you put yourself back in, and then you do it again for, you know what I mean? In that way, yes, I've done it for hours a decent amount of times. You get what I'm saying? Where it's just kind of...
Yeah, if you have time for that, you go back to it, you're laying around.
But one session... I mean, I don't know, anywhere 5 to 25, I'd say. I think even 30 is getting ridiculous for straight fucking. It's like somebody's got to figure something out.
Yeah, and sometimes you can have better sex in 5 than you can in 25.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can both make white. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you fuck for hours, go see a doctor. If you fuck on and off for hours, that's where the money is. That's the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next one. Would you blow Ray for 10 grand?
That's to you.
No, it's not. I think that's to both of us, actually.
Well, it's a no for me, dog.
For 10 grand, you wouldn't blow him?
No.
15.
Let me think. No, I'm thinking of a real number.
All right.
Blow Ray DeVito.
Uh-huh.
Yeesh. Ray DeVito, I talked. Ray DeVito called me yesterday, actually. We talked. I might see him. He's in the city Tuesday. Maybe that's what I was thinking. I'll bring one of the ladies to his show Is that people would that impress a lady to, hey, I know this comic Ray DeVito, and go introduce him like he's a big, would that be?
Yeah, you know Ray DeVito? He's a big, you ever heard of him? I'll take you down to the stand and we can watch his set.
Seriously, if they don't know him, they'd probably like, ooh, that's cool. He knows his comic. And then they meet her. Hey, what's your friend? No. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. Imagine.
And if Barry Ribbs is there, if they could meet him too, that would be.
Yo, Stancil, we met at Stress Factory. You're an OG. All right, Barry. Yeah, why do you have luggage with you all the time?
All right, I got another.
No, but
question.
Isn't that funny?
It's so funny. Yeah,
it's not a bad idea, and I'm almost not even kidding, because then it lets me flex a little bit that I know people. They don't know Ray DeVito is mentally retarded and possibly a murderer. You know, so it could be that could get there. Would that get a woman's vagina moist? You say
watching Ray DeVito do stand up?
Yeah.
Could dry a lady up. No, I'm sorry, Ray. I love you, Ray.
We all love Ray. Yeah, Ray called me yesterday. He's I guess he's in town. He's in town tonight. Or yeah, last night he was visiting the great Carlos Danger, who's up again. Anywho.
All right. Anywho, okay, let me see. This is funny. I'm predicting that Kelly will be the Yoko Ono of Ski Mask Collective. Kelly, have you started the mind games yet?
Wow. Interesting. I mean, it wasn't interesting now that you just say that. Obviously, we didn't do Ski Mask Collective yesterday. There was massive groundswell of people who were upset. Mm-hmm. No, that was nothing to do with Kelly, just for the record. That was real life. That was real life stuff. Both of us got busy. We may probably do one Monday or Wednesday. There's a little programming note. Yeah, so you think you're going to... you'd have to... It's almost impossible because of your big ass.
What?
She is a... Yoko has a notoriously flat ass.
Yoko has no ass.
Yeah, she's a little boy.
She's a little boy.
She's an annoying cunt. Let's just say it. I mean, I know it's a hot take in 2024. Say Yoko Ono sucks for something that happened a century ago.
She does suck. She's, yeah. Anyways.
So do you think you're going to tear this whole network apart?
Never. I love Ski Mask. I love you. Never. You guys are first.
I have to, beautiful, the wonderful, frankly, Podcasting Hall of Fame, MLC. He, like, again, I say it all the time. Like me, he traverses all galaxies of the podcast world. The great Leo Gunn. Ray invited me to a gay retreat upstate last night with Carlos Danger. I politely declined. Yeah, see, I told you. I never lie to you people. Mm-hmm. We only tell the truth here. That's the problem. People don't like it. Junior Coltrane, she's dead. Read a book. I only read nonfiction, and I don't read books about Asians with no ass. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Kelly... in the house. By the way, you're all getting embarrassed by Mav Sami here. Kelly, with his super chats, you should be embarrassed. The first episode of a podcast, and only it's really embarrassing on everybody else's part, you cheap pieces of shit. Kelly Yoko Booty Ono.
Yoko Booty Ono.
Ooh, I like put up. You want to do the rest of the show with an Asian accent? You'll eventually get on SNL.
Oh, Yoko Booty Ono.
Big news of the Twitter is just loving Shane on SNL in a couple weeks.
I am loving Shane being on SNL.
Somebody said it. I wish I could give them credit on Twitter because it was a great take. He should. You know who it was? It was fucking. Oh, no, it was somebody. Anyway, he should just come out in blackface. I mean, mm-hmm. Retard is back. You can say faggot again. Let's bring it all back. Just come out in straight old school blackface with the white lips. I mean, it would be hilarious. And I'm not even kidding. He should actually do that. Or as a put on a Raiden hat and come out as a straight, just do that Asian accent.
Oh, the Asian accent would be hilarious.
I hope they have the balls. I honestly hope they have the balls to work that in somewhere, because that would be, I would tip my cap that I'm not wearing to them. Oh, hold on. I have a cap right here. If they tip of the cap to SNL, if they do a Asian accent bit with our dear. Well, apparently your dear friend, he's going to be on the show one of these weeks, is he not?
I'm hoping. I'm going to see him in March. So,
wow, book him on AMA. all right.
All right. Next. Okay. Wait, this is for you. Is Stansel mad at Gino for throwing him under the bus and letting a few guys into the studio?
This has been covered at length on Ski Mask Collectives of yore of recent weeks. So I'm going to force you to go listen to them. Mm-hmm. No. I would, like I said, as my stance has been from day one of the whole thing, I grew up listening to ONA, as many did, and other programs, and people like real shit. There's no real shit. It was a very fun show. I was just bringing guys in to see what happens, and shit happened. It was very entertaining. Nothing bad happened. Almost dropped my Celsius, and no, I have no regrets, and no, I was just upset at the revisionist history, as I am quoted as saying. It was a fine show, nothing happened, and then 2 days later, everybody's up in arms about inviting people in the studio. By the way, I saw, here's another exclusive. It's really unbelievable what happens here. Since we don't show clips or stream snipe, or watch other people's shows, we actually talk about real shit. And here's another exclusive. I talked to Kumia this past Tuesday. We're passing on the way out. And he, in a way, almost apologized to me.
Why?
We were passing, you know, usual. I don't give a fuck. It was all, he's like, hey, you know, I'm just fucking with you, right? It's just fucking, I'm just fucking around. I was like, yeah, I don't fucking give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. My dear friend, Mr. Kumia. Go buy his book on Amazon. I forget the name, but it's there. There you go. You don't get this anywhere else. Boots on the ground. I'm in the shit. I'm not in my, you know, I actually leave a room. I don't just sit in a room and podcast 47 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Can you come from just P in the V? Or do you need a finger / toy to help you down there? My girl uses a finger, and I'm not sure if I'm getting her off good. Thanks.
Ooh, that's a juicy question. No pun intended about juicy vaginas. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. You're the professional. You have a vagina, I think.
You know.
Well, I've seen it.
Can you come from just a P in the V? Yes. If it's the right P, absolutely. I can
now,
also.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, and do I need a finger or a toy? Sometimes you can do both. You can have a finger and a toy and a D. But can I just come from P? Yes, if it's the right P. Sometimes you don't
is
even.
Is that what the P in Kelly P stands for?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean. I like to use my fingers and toys often, but I...
Yeah, when you can figure them out, Granny.
Shut up. And, you know, if I'm not getting pee, and sometimes, you know, it's nicer to just have a finger or a toy. You don't need the pee. It's no must, no fuss.
It is lunch hour, and all this hedonistic talk made Junior Coltrane. He said, there goes my lunch. It is the lunch hour. Enjoy your lunch, noon. now, what do you, I'm sure disgusting men and maybe even ladies out there would like to know, what do you like in a pee? Be honest.
I like... A nice looking pee. It has to be nice looking.
Really? Yes. And you're serious? Like the aesthetic?
I mean, yeah, I don't want an ugly pee. Like a, you know, it can't be deformed looking. It has to be nice.
You know what kind of pees have you been running into?
That's what I'm saying. I've never have. So I only, size is of somewhat importance, not of great importance. And I prefer a cut. And yeah.
And I'm being serious. What do you think is the smallest pee that could bring you pleasure?
That's a question, actually. Did you put that? What said? What's a, the next question? Is right? The next question is, what's the biggest D and what's the smallest P?
Okay, hold on. Before we move on, did we answer that all the way?
Because
that
I guess. You know.
So it's really up to, but different ladies have different. I don't know how a woman's body works at all. I choose not to learn because I'm a man and I don't need to know that. They're there for using them. No offense, of course. But I, from what I understand, women's bodies, vaginas are all different or something.
Yes, they're all different. They're all different sizes, shapes, olfactory, you know, some are.
Yeah, you guys got to calm down. You got all these different things down there, and then just fuck off.
All right. So I guess we got that. Yes, I have some toys.
So his wife, so it's okay. No, it's so it's okay. His wife uses
No, it's fine.
Not like it... this is not an exclusive. He just talks about it all the time. But Joe List talks about it. He never doesn't have sex without a toy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who listens to Tuesdays with stories knows that, but he talks about it. So there you go. You could be just like Joe List. Just get a pair of glasses and grow 9 feet.
Yeah, so a toy is not toy is there to help, you know, people, some guys, I mean, these guys that are like intimidated by a toy, fuck off with that. It's a turn on. Yeah, you know, it's
I used a toy one time and it wasn't even a toy. It was like one of those vibrating rings. Boy, people are Junior Coldrain's going to really throw up now. But other than that, I actually haven't. I was going to, joked around about using a toy with the mentally ill Haitian. But I, frankly, I never needed it. So I just kind of went in.
Yeah. She came and came and came with you. We know. Anywho, but you just bought me a toy. So that's...
literal quote from her. We get it. You can make me come.
Yeah, we get it. Just Kelly do the meme.
Who is this show? Everybody's gonna hate the show, which makes me love it.
I'm reading another question out of the chat because it just came up, and it just says, "Well, first, yes, two questions: Is Kelly Stansel's manager? Is that Kelly?
Yes,
it's me. And then Johnny Chopsticks, does Kelly do the meanie? Yes, I Coke? Do. Yes.
Oh yeah, mommy, she's a bad little mommy sometimes.
Bad little mommy.
Did you do the meanie last night?
No, I didn't do the meanie. But I think they mean meanie as in anal meanie.
Oh, yeah, she sure does.
Yeah, but yeah, sure do.
Now, do you make white through your meanie?
I make white out of my meanie. Formerly known as Heine, but it's now named the Mini.
Yeah, I like to call it Heine.
Heine. Yes. And gross. So there is no, we don't sex shame here. We don't kink shame, whatever you're into. This is a no judgment zone.
Well, she doesn't. I will, but I won't mean it.
No, you don't.
So can you make white in your meanie? Making white. I'm going to, Adam, write that down in the name of the episode.
You can.
I know people can. Do you?
I have.
Really?
Especially if I've had, you know, yeah, yes.
Just from your meanie.
Just from my meanie.
Interesting. All right. I'll write that down in my logbook.
Especially when, maybe it's not the anal, but the, this is the next question. Ass eating. Yay or nay? Yay. I say.
Wow. What is this? The fucking Renaissance area?
Lady. I enjoy it once in a while.
Once in a while.
Do you enjoy it?
You know, I've only done it once. I definitely done it once. I don't think I do. However, we got to remember I don't have to get back in the weeds here, but I was also in a relationship for nearly 7 years. So I sowed my oats in my early 20s and then I get locked up. So now I'm really, really having a renaissance sexually.
You are in a sexual revolution.
I'm having a sexual renaissance. Truly. I would definitely be, I mean, I'm up for anything. Yeah. I think it's more of a, I don't think that's a leadoff hitter. I think that's like a fifth batter, maybe a sixth when you're, you know, my point is I'm not, the first thing I'm going to do is probably not eat your ass unless it's really hot and heavy and I rip your pants off and shove my face in your butt, which I'll probably do whenever we meet again. But
remember day that I came home from hot yoga and I asked you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I mean. If I was horned up, like that would be, I think that would be pretty hot. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that, for me at least, it's something that, it's not something I would plan on. If you know, it'd be in the moment. Get my Roman nose in there.
What about someone doing it to you?
I've never had that done. I keep it fairly clean down there, especially nowadays, especially with using man ponds for the last few years, has done wonders for my asshole. Truly, if you don't know what a man pond is, welcome to the show. It's when you fold up a napkin and shove it in your butt. And I do it pretty much every day whenever I'm at work. And it really keeps it all clean. There's no friction, so you don't get the rubbing. Keeps it dry. So am I open to it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty much open to anything, frankly. Short of maybe butt stuff. Besides, I don't know about shoving stuff in me.
So then I guess their next question then is about pegging. And that you enjoy it so much and would I do it to you? So
that I enjoy it?
That's what it says. It says, we know Stancil's. How do you like the idea of pegging? Because it's one of Jim's favorite things.
Well, I mean, it all did. I mean, I just said it, but we already forgot. We talked about.
Butt pills. Mm-hmm.
Butt pills. If you didn't watch the ski mask, sports mask from the other week, hot off the presses of butt pills. My grandma used to shove pills in my butt. I've never been pegged. I don't think that's not into. I don't think I might. Similar to ass eating on a lower level. It might be something in the moment, especially if we were keeping it lighthearted and having fun, which is, I think, the funnest way to have sex. Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to say totally no, but not something I would plan on, especially as an alpha.
Yeah. Get it. How many Chinamen can you fit in your ass?
That's for you.
Oh, well, let me see. How many Chinamen can go up there? Maybe like depend on how big they are. Like four little Chinamen.
Well, you're fired.
Shut up.
You'll never get SNL now.
I'll never get on SNL. I don't know how many little Chinamen. I've never been with a Chinaman.
Whoa. Wait a minute. We never answered the, speaking of small penises, we never got to the how big or how small.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't.
What? How big is too big and how small is too small? I think that's actually a valid, interesting question.
All right. Well, too big, it is like over 10 inches.
Okay.
Too small is, I don't want to say
just
that.
Just say it. What are you talking about?
I don't want to offend anyone.
Offend anyone? You're telling the truth.
All right, let me see. But I've never measured it.
This is about your womanhood and owning your sexuality.
Let me see.
This is not about, you're not saying it. You're telling the truth. That's all. Nothing wrong with that.
Five?
Interesting.
I mean, but I don't measure it. So I really, see how big 5 inches is or 6 inches or, I mean.
I just made the cut.
Yours is perfect. Yours is 9.5, so it's okay.
Ha 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 ha.
It is, everyone. All right.
Ha ha ha. All right. Well, I made the cut. I'll leave it up to the imagination. And we just lost half of our viewers.
Why?
Because you said it has to be 5 or bigger.
Oh.
Get it? Lady Slug. I think that's the average.
What's the average?
Five.
Yeah, five hard.
Yeah, that's the average American penis size, 5.
Oh, then I didn't mean to say that then. I maybe 4.5 then. I don't know. I don't measure them. I just know how they feel and I look at them. That's all.
Jeez. Now, how about, would just thickness play a part? Would you rather thick or long if you had to choose? Would you rather, you rather a 9-incher built like Joe List or a 4-incher built like Shane Gillis?
4 like Shane.
And I think that might be a little on the nose for Shane from what we've heard. All right. This is enough. This is disgusting.
All right. You want to go to a nice question? Okay, completely off topic question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Top 3 Jewish comics.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Somebody, thank you. Clean the palate. Yes. Disgusting, hedonistic questions you people send in. Top 3 Jewish comics?
Mm-hmm. You want me to go first?
Sure. I didn't need to see a list.
I know. I do too.
Get it? That's a Schindler's List joke. Yeah, you're all too dumb. You're all too dumb. I think I need a higher brow viewership for the stuff I'm doing here.
All right. Let me. Okay. Probably Ari. Big J. And then do they have to be alive or dead? Because I did love Joan Rivers.
Oh, Kelly, thank you so much for telling me that you love me. I am dead, but I can still be your favorite, honey.
How was that?
That's good. Oh, yeah, someone said Dice, yes. I forgot. Yeah, Dice. And Berg. Oh, yeah, okay. No, here. Berg, Big J, and Ari.
Yeah, I hate to be a fucking cop out, but that's what I was leaning towards. But I honestly do need to see a list of Jews. Is Soder Jewish?
No, Soder's not Jewish.
God damn, he's funny.
And I think Jessica Kearson is very funny.
Marshall Beaufrey didn't know Ogerson was a J.
Yeah. What?
Haven't you seen him swim, Marshall? You really didn't know that, Beaufrey?
Beaufrey.
Oh, Big J. I don't know what he's talking about.
Jason.
The fuck, Okerson, do you think we're talking about, Marshall? God damn, right. Tennessee is rotting your brain, Marshall.
Fitzy says, no Aaron Ferberg.
Ferberg. Love that video of him smoking that cigar while the white Palestinian supporters.
I love it.
I tweeted it, but you see our dear, dear friend Bobby right next to Aaron Berg, Bobby Tamburo in the shit. He'll be on the dump with me on Tuesday, and as well as Steve Conte. I got a text from Gino.
Why? What'd it say? Did he AMA?
Boy, he's being an asshole.
Oh, why? What?
Because I told him it was a dog schedule thing, blah, blah, blah. Really, why I couldn't make it. And he said, what's going on with your dogs? I'm worried sick. Ha, 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 ha. And yeah, get your ass in here. Can we just plan on you coming in every Tuesday? Unless you text us about dogs.
All right. Well, dogs are important. It's an issue. He's trying to make it work, Gino. We're working on it.
Hey, piece of shit. Gino. Yes, I'll be there Tuesday.
Thanks, Daddy.
There you go. Another exclusive. I mean, where else are you getting this shit? Not many other. And I'm not even kidding. Not many other. I mean, I talked about hanging with Soder. I talked about Kumiev off the record. What else? I got getting texts from Gino. Not getting this on any of the fucking Dabbleverse bullshit, fucking crap, onions, stuttering, shuly shit you people watch. Snap out of it. You're all better than that. Watch this. Well, I guess you are if you're watching now, but a lot of people will listen and watch later. So there's anyway, thanks everybody watching live, by the way.
Someone asked, personality or looks more important? I think we've talked about this. Personality. But you have to be attracted to them.
Well, I think that's just it. And
I mean,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think it, like, looks can fade. I obviously we have to be attracted to someone, but personality goes a long fucking way.
Marshall said, what a stupid question, which is a funny thing to say in an Ask Me Anything show,
right?
Where it's all questions. Yeah. Yeah. I think your species, the female species, you lie all the time. I think it comes naturally to your people, as has come evident this week in my life for sure. So I think you lie a lot, and I think you like to tell yourselves personality matters, but it really doesn't. All that matters is looks and status slash money kind of thing. That's a 1A. And if you disagree with me right now, Kelly, you're just lying. But yes, like when I'm going through these terrible, terrible apps, if I'm not attracted to the person, if I don't like how they look in the first picture, it's not like I'm going to read their profile. Like, oh, she thinks peaches are good. I like her now. All right. Well, I got to run. We'll wrap it up right at an hour. Perfect.
All right.
All right.